Well, my name is Robert Wada. My middle name is Mitsuru, and I was born in Redlands, California. And his friend went home with Kinoshita from Bakersfield. He played the trumpet, and he and I were good friends, and Jim Hayashi, and we hung around together, and they both had the bugles, and I was playing drums in the high school. Even though I was a freshman, I was playing in junior high school, eighth grade, I was playing the drums. So we all had a mutual interest in some kind of instrument. So he says, come on, let's join. We're going to form a Boy Scout troop. Yeah, okay. So we just kind of recruited different guys that we knew, and everybody was, you know, was excited to become Boy Scouts. So, and we did form a nice little, it was a small drum and bugle band, small band. So, but we did a lot of things with our band. You know, they had a parade for the volunteers that were leaving for the 442nd. They had a parade in camp, and we were in the parade, carried the colors and stuff. And we did the colors at school events and stuff.
Frank Akira Murakami, and
and where were you born?
Well, Wapato, Washington, a little burg in the Yakima Valley.
What did the drum and bugle corps do in Heart Mountain?
Oh, we just played at different events. We had to give concerts, and also marched in different events. And we also supplied the flag-raising contingent that raised and lowered the flag at the administration building. So there would be three people, three scouts on the team, bugler and two to handle a flag. So it'd go up in the morning and then bring it down at night. I got to do that at least 12 weeks and get an award for that. And it was good duty. You were important. Yeah, everybody stopped wherever they were when you started to play the trumpet or bugle. And then when it was done, then the people would go on to duty again. You know. So, yeah, it was pretty important.
Oh, my name is Joe Giselli. I was born in Kumamoto, Japan.
My name is Richard Tokuji Ishiri. Born in Pacific City, Washington.
Yeah, we also went to Yellowstone, the Boy Scout troops went to Yellowstone. Yeah. My job was to take care of 35 kids in our barrack after dark when everybody's sleeping. And you could hear the bearers trying to knock the lid off the garbage can, you know. And here, all I had was a flashlight.
Did you run into any bears?
Well, I saw one, but I put the light on him and he took off. But one was standing up, and I never seen a bear that large before. I thought they were real short and humpy, but when they stood up, they're a good 6-7 foot tall.
I had to be the bugler to blow reveille to wake everybody up in the morning. And our main was down on the bottom where had to be close to the mess hall. And then we had another detached building farther up the hill there where the other guys were staying. But I blew the bugle down here to wake everybody up, supposedly. Then I had to go up there to blow the bugle also. And I'm running out there looking for the bears, you know. And if you ran, they're going to run after you. and all that stuff. So you really had to watch out looking for the bears. I was more afraid of the bears than going up there to blow the bugle, wake them up.